Feel like you rock me, baby. Rock. Rock me, baby. Oh, rock me, baby. So I want you to rock me, rock me, rock me, rock me, rock me, rock me.
Gee, Unc, yeah, that's the most!
A wonderful reproduction. Magoo, you are a sound genius. Just like the book said, it must be the orthophonic curve.
The Marilyn who?
Oh, Waldo, you do need help. You are so sick. Listen. Enjoy.
It must be the speaker cabinet.
WMFO in Medford.
Can't be the hi-fi set.
They're tearing down the building next door, Runt.
Well, I'll put a stop to that, Waldo. Identity can't do Magoo take steps in me. Hey, down there. Would you mind being quieter? Quiet, please. Quiet and quiet!
Thank you. Oh. Oh, those eyes. Listen to those eyes. Oh, it must be around 30,000 cycles on a hi-fi cycle. Now, who else but Magoo could hear 30,000 cycles? You can? Well, well, a high Fido. Just a little joke, Fido. Just down, you beast. Your master's voice. Back on the paper. Waldo, listen to that frequency response.
Sure, Unc.
Yes. This was composed for me by Sir Adrian Boggs. Call it Portrait of Mr. Magoo. Good sort, Sir Adrian. Rare discrimination. An idiot, but a true artist. Music like this these days. Just like Bach, Beethoven, and Mozart. You can't beat old Johann Ludwig and Wolfgang. Oh, those three, I tell you. The sound of a military brass band. Dude Dopo T. By George, that's music. Thank you. oomph oomph of the mighty tuba. Love that overweight sound.
Well, I need better equalization. I'll just twist this knob.
Ow!
That'll teach you to keep your nose out of my business, Waldo. I'll turn this knob.
Pumping Jehoshaphat! And distortion and feedback!
That's the vacuum cleaner.
Oh, yes, yes. So it is. The vacuum cleaner.
Waldo! Where's Fido?
I don't know, Unc.
Where is that? Oh, no, no, no. I've told that dog to stay away from that vacuum cleaner.
I'll get him out, Unc.
He went in a sheepdog and came out a Mexican hairless. All right, Fido. You go take a bath.
Listen to the flutes, rather like wooden meadowlarks. Hear them trill.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. And I have special guest Arthur in the studio here. Arthur from the Grand Hour.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Edward, for having me. I appreciate it.
And thank you for bringing us classic episodes from the Golden Hour Age of Radio, which I've enjoyed quite a number of them on my walks around town. And
well, this appears it falls in the sort of golden age, 1956, that Mr. Magoo.
Exactly. Wow. Yes, we weren't even thinking of that.
Yep.
So what we had been playing for you in the last half hour or so was some of the longer songs that comprise our theme this evening, of a whole bunch of really short songs and a couple of longer ones. In particular, we started off with Jimmy Page and the Black Crowes' backing him live as he played the Led Zeppelin slide guitar classic In My Time of Dying, and that was from their Live from the Greek album. And then we heard my Plastic Sushi mix of The Doctor from the Shemel, a story spoken by Paul Bowles. And I mixed that on top of two Native American pieces, The Legend of the Warrior, Sweet Medicine and Raven Dreams by Joseph Fire Crow and R. Carlos Nakai from The Legend of the Warrior and the Sanctuary albums. And then we heard another longer song from Jimmy Page and the Black Crows, You Shook Me, also from Live at the Greek. And then we heard from Arthur's wonderful contributions to our music this evening.
Mr. Magoo and Hi-Fi. So we're going... All right, so we started that off with The Portrait of Mr. Magoo. Then that blend into Wormwood Scrubs March. Perhaps we heard a little bit, If I Had the Wings of an Angel. That's from Mr. and Magoo... It's not Mr. Magoo, it's just Magoo and Hi-Fi, starring the voice of Jim Backus. The music composed and conducted by Dennis Fafernan, with Dawes Butler as Waldo. And that was released in 1956. Do we want to explain who Jim Backus is, or do you leave it to your listeners to?
Oh, no. Jim Backus, he is so much fun.
He should be known to your listeners? Or?
Right, as we go back into, the 20th century culture. Mr. Magoo, Thurston Howell III. He was an actor in On the Waterfront.
I don't recollect him being in that one, but I only saw that once.
Yeah, he was an incredibly talented voice actor, and
he seemed to always play aristocratic sort of roles because of his voice. I mean, typecast, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
I just brought this along for Edward because he had mentioned Jim Backus in an email to me, and I had it in my collection, so didn't expect to play it tonight, folks, so just thought I'd let Edward borrow it, but there you go.
Well, that's what Freeform Radio is about.
Exactly. That's a good point, Edward. Good point.
So we're going to do some longer songs again here with some Infected Mushroom, but we are going to... Actually, one thing that I want to say is if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving, because people die that way. And we don't want anybody dying. And also a little bit of a public pedestrian safety message. You know, when you're walking is one of the safest ways to get around. But there are a lot of people in cars who aren't paying attention like the way they should. And in the past week, I nearly got run over twice as I walked across the street having the right of way. In one case, it was a young man who was texting and he saw a green light and he said, okay, I'm going to go. And he didn't go and look to go and see that there were actually people in the crosswalk. And so, yes, you got to pay attention, even if you have the right of way, because people like Allison Donovan, a Somerville neighbor, died in February when she was run over and going through the crosswalk on Powder House Boulevard. So, two public service messages.
Did they pass that law? You got to have no hands-free driving, or what's... You can't be on the phones or any of that. Did the Massachusetts legislature pass that this week?
Oh, I'm not sure. Great to bring that up.
Yeah,
okay.
I thought I'd heard something like that. I'm not very politically active, kind of a Texas apathetic sort, but I thought no hands. You have to have your hands on the wheel.
I would be in favor of that, yes.
I think something happened. It might have passed, or they're working on it or something. I'm sorry to not know all the facts right off the top of my head, but... Something like that's in the works here, which isn't a bad idea. As somebody whose job requires I have communications when I'm on the road, I always pull over to text and to make those phone calls.
Yeah, I never use my phone when I'm in the car, but I try to avoid driving
all
the time.
Everywhere.
Yes, right. That's it. Yeah. So we are going to play something that also features Jim Backus in it a bit. And it's a WMFO show promo I made for Coffee and Smokes Alex. And then we're going to hear from that electronic duo, the Israeli electronic duo Infected Mushroom. A couple of longer pieces from them here on the Plastic Sushi Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford.
Ooh, we're gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
My prince is dead. All is lost without him. May God unite us now.
again.
Said, the whole universe is in a glass of wine. I don't know, I don't think we'll ever know in what sense he meant that. For the poets don't write to be understood. But it is true that if you look at a glass of wine closely enough, you will see the entire universe. There are the things of physics, the twisting liquid, the reflections in the glass. And our imagination adds the atoms. It evaporates, depending on the wind and weather. Glass is a distillation of the Earth's rocks. And in its composition, as we've seen, the secret of the universe's age, the evolution of the stars. What strange array of chemicals are in the wine? How did they come to be? There are the ferments, the enzymes, the substrates, the products. There in wine was found, great generalization. All life is fermentation. Nor can you discover the chemistry of wine without discovering, as did Pasteur, the cause of much disease. How vivid is the claret, pressing its existence into the consciousness that watches it. And if our small minds, for some convenience, divides this glass of wine, this universe, into parts, to physics, biology, geology, astronomy, psychology, and all, remember that nature doesn't know it. So we should put it all back together, and not forget at last what it's for. Let it give us one final pleasure more. Drink it up and forget about it all.
Thank you.
deeply unhappy.
there is the theory of the Mobius. A twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop.
We'll be right back. Capacitios. It's great to be back in Barcelona tonight.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage only here on WMFO in Medford. Our theme this evening was called a whole bunch of really short songs and a couple of longer ones, kind of about part three in my continuing series of that theme. And in the last set, we started off with, going way back, we played some Infected Mushroom, Dracul, from their Classical Mushroom album. Then some more Jimmy Page and the Black Crowes live with a very cool version of the Lemon Song from Live at the Greek. And then going out to Savoir Fair, some Tangerine Dream from the Dream Roots collection. My special remix of Alpha Centauri and Richard Feynman, the Nobel Prize winning physicist who's an intellectual idol of mine, explaining how one could consider the universe in a glass of wine. Then I think some more Infected Mushroom, and we finished with a really short song from the Ramones, the Blitzkrieg Bop Alive version. Thank you so much for listening to me and Arthur and Jim Backus and Infected Mushroom and Jimmy Page and the Black Crowes this evening, and stay tuned for Savoir Fair for 1 or 2 hours. 1 hour tonight here on WMFO in Medford.
Wilson.